Hey Dopamine fam. Welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Hacker, where we're all about outsmarting those endless scroll urges and reclaiming your brain power, one awesome habit at a time. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more grace, a lot more intention, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor along the way. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: building resilience through self-care and prioritizing your needs. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs faster than you can catch them? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once, and you just want to curl up under the covers and hide? Well, listen up, because this one's for you. Resilience isn't about being superhuman or never feeling overwhelmed. It's about having those inner tools to bounce back from challenges, to navigate tough times with grace, and to keep showing up even when things get hard. And guess what? The secret weapon to unlocking that resilience lies within through self-care and prioritizing your needs. 5 key takeaways to build your inner superhero. First up, let's talk about self-awareness. This isn't about constantly analyzing every thought or feeling, because honestly, who has time for that? It's about tuning into your body signals. Think about it. Do you get a headache when you're stressed? Does your stomach churn before a big presentation? Pay attention to those cues that your inner GPS guiding you towards what you need. Maybe it's taking a break, practicing some deep breaths, or having a good chat with a friend. Next, set realistic boundaries. It's okay to say no sometimes. You're not obligated to please everyone or take on every task that comes your way. Protect your time and energy by setting clear boundaries with work, friends, family, even social media. Remember, you're the CEO of your own life, and it's your responsibility to make sure things run smoothly. Speaking of smooth sailing, practice mindful movement. It doesn't have to be intense gym sessions or marathon runs, though those are awesome too. A simple walk in nature, a gentle yoga flow, or even just stretching while you watch your favorite show can do wonders for your mind and body. Remember, movement is medicine. Now let's talk connection. We humans are social creatures, and strong connections with loved ones are essential for well-being. Make time for those people who lift you up, make you laugh, and bring joy to your life. Whether it's a weekly coffee date, a phone call with your bestie, or just a heartfelt text message, nurture those relationships because they're worth their weight in gold. Finally, remember self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you stumble. Nobody's perfect. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a close friend. Remember those times you messed up? How did you handle it? Now extend that same grace to yourself. You deserve it. Real world relatable example. Picture this. You're knee deep in work, deadlines looming, and your inbox is overflowing like a tsunami. Suddenly, you feel a wave of anxiety crashing over you. Your mind races, your heart starts pounding, and all you want to do is crawl under your desk and disappear. Sound familiar? This is where self-care steps in. Instead of drowning in stress, take a few deep breaths, step away from the screen, and go for a quick walk outside. Feel the fresh air on your skin, listen to the birds chirping, and reconnect with your surroundings. That short break can do wonders for clearing your head and boosting your resilience. Summing it all up, building resilience isn't about being invincible, it's about having the tools and mindset to navigate life's ups and downs with strength and grace. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about honoring your needs, setting boundaries, nurturing connections, and practicing self-compassion. Remember, you are worthy of care, attention, and joy. So go ahead, prioritize yourself, the world needs your unique talents and vibrant energy. Call to action. Alright, Dopamine fam, it's time to put these takeaways into action. What's one small thing you can do today to show yourself some self-love? Maybe it's taking a relaxing bath, reading a chapter of your favorite book, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Share your ideas with me on social media using #DopamineHackerSelfCare. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us keep bringing you awesome content that empowers you to reclaim your brain power. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine dragons, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.